With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Going to get into some of the storylines from NFL Sunday, which is tomorrow, given that today is Saturday. And to do so, I'm joined by Amy Trask, CBS Sports NFL analyst, that other pregame show Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern. And Amy, let's start with maybe the most interesting game, which is the Patriots at the Bills. Sort of a barometer, more for Buffalo, of course, than New England. And Buffalo's been impressive so far this year. I think Josh Allen's a really good athlete at the quarterback spot and is improving in other areas. But, you know, New England, there's a line by the rapper Common back in the day. He said, if I don't like it, I don't like it. It don't mean that I'm hating. And there's a lot of stuff about New England that I don't like at times, but I don't hate on them. And they've looked great so far this year. Do you think they're on another plane than everybody else? And is the idea of Buffalo competing against them in the division kind of laughable no matter what we see tomorrow?
Well, may I first start by tipping my cap at you for quoting Common? Love that. That was terrific. But when you said back in the day, it did make me feel a little bit old. I'll just note that.
Well, the line's probably about 10 years old or so, right?
Don't start with me. Let's not go there, friend. But I salute you for quoting Common. You know, it is a fascinating matchup, and Buffalo clearly looks to be better. I will note that in all of my years in the league, and it was almost three decades while we're on the subject of feeling ancient, Buffalo was one of the two road environments in which we played. But I would put it at one of the top two in terms of the sort of home field advantage that those fans create. And the reason I note that is my analysis of this game is different, of course, because it's in Buffalo as opposed to where in New England. You know, New England, every single time people think, well, you know, this is it. This has happened. This is it. They find a way to reinvent themselves, to regroup, to rejigger. Look, Bill Belichick is a lot more hands-on with the defense right now. Matt Patricia left two seasons ago to go to Detroit. Brian Flores left this season to go to Miami. Greg Schiano was there for about 2 seconds. Bill has his hands on that defense, and we're seeing the results. Bill Belichick is a magnificent, magnificent football coach. I think the best ever. And I think that's going to factor in. But it is on the road, and it is in Buffalo, and I think it's one of the hardest games to pick this week.
Yeah, Amy, piggybacking off your point about Belichick, I mean, I would completely agree. I mean, it's hard to argue otherwise at this point. You know, again, you could maybe think he could be a little friendlier, whatever you want to say, or you could think some of the things that have been done in the past maybe were a little sketchy. But when it comes to actual just results, you cannot argue with Bill Belichick. What is it about him that makes him different? Because there are so many people that do devote their lives to this, right? Who are great coaches. Like, you know, Mike Tomlin, for instance, I would say his record says he's a great coach, yet he's been owned historically by Bill Belichick. What is it about Belichick that allows the Patriots to just seem like systematically they're playing a different game than everybody else?
Well, I will use an expression they use in New England, and I will try to pronounce it correctly, New England style. He is wicked smart. See, I didn't even do that. I can't do the New England accent. But, you know, they say wicked smart, and it comes out sounding a little bit different. Look, I had the opportunity to interact with Bill over the course of my career. He is extremely, extremely intelligent, and he is an extraordinarily hard worker. And look, I talk about this in a book I wrote. Hard work matters. It really, really matters. And I had the opportunity to actually interview Bill for a coaching job during my career with the Raiders. Al involved me one time ever over the course of almost 30 years in a coaching search. And the candidates came in, and I had an opportunity to meet with each one. And after I met with each one, Al said, who would you hire? And I said, Bill Belichick. And this was way back when. I mean, this was after he was coming off some rocky times with other teams, obviously before he went to New England. And it just, it's, and by the way, Al, of course, didn't hire Bill. He went on and hired another good coach. And I always loved that from that point on, as Bill continued to succeed and succeed and succeed, Al would look at me and say, kid, you know how to pick a coach. You know, so excuse me for that little, what kids would call humble brag, but it was a very, and by the way, it wasn't so humble. He's just so, so, so smart, but he doesn't rest on his intellect. He works ferociously, and both of those together make for a tremendous coach.
Amy, I would tell that story, too, because it shows you, you know what you're doing. Amy Trask, CBS Sports NFL analyst, that other pregame show, Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern, joining Robin Lundberg here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's move down the schedule a little bit. There's two other players I talked about specifically in the show. One is Patrick Mahomes, and obviously you have a lot of experience in the game. Basically, I think we're dealing with a total outlier. I'm not alone in saying that. Obviously, you almost run out of stuff to say. I made a joking point that if Madden's going to raise him to a 99, why does their scale even go to 100 if this guy's not a 100? Have you seen anything like Patrick Mahomes and the level of play he has sustained through a year and a few games now?
You summed that up beautifully. You stated it beautifully. And by the way, you're absolutely right. I agree entirely. What the heck is there 100 for? And maybe it's just waiting to see what he can do next, because he continues to do more and more. He is special. That's the best word I can use for him. He is special. And now we have to see if he has longevity, because there are men who've preceded him and men who are playing the game now, men who've played the game for decades and decades and decades, who've also been tremendous and have had very long careers. I don't have a bad thing to say about Patrick Mahomes. I want to see how long he can do this. Now, I will also note it is tremendously to his advantage that he's with Andy Reid. Andy Reid is spectacular at evaluating, finding, and exploiting mismatches. Now, I'm not suggesting that Patrick wouldn't be great in other locations, but to be with a coach who best positions you to be your best obviously matters.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, circumstances are important in life. They're certainly important in sports. One other team I want to focus on is Cleveland. They've been in the news a lot this week. Of course, Baker Mayfield has gotten a lot of criticism. I think, you know, part of it's a reaction to the hype, but I think in Baker's case specifically, it's because he talked a lot, and people are now throwing it back in his face. But did we not consider the possibility coming into the season that the Browns are just not good? I mean, do you think that's a real possibility, that they're just not a good team, because we maybe had the expectations so low last year that going, what were they, 7-8-1 or whatever it was, feels like they were on a huge upward trajectory?
I think, you know, again, agreeing with everything you just said, I think it may be a little bit of both. I mean, if I recall correctly, and I may not have this number exactly right, but notwithstanding the record you just pointed to, they finished with a flurry, or a flourish, I should say. Well, both, given that it was Cleveland. I think they won 5 of their last 7, if I'm not mistaken, or something close there, too. And I apologize for not having the number precisely. But my point is, we saw an upward trajectory at the end of the season, went into the offseason, and then, as you noted, it was just so much hype. And as to Baker, and I'm not suggesting he doesn't agree with this as well, if you're going to talk, well, then you can expect people to talk back. And if he's okay with that, then he won't mind all the clapping back, if you will. But at the end of the day, you've got to win football games, irrespective of whether you're hyped or not, irrespective of whether you talk or not. You've got to find a way to win. I was a little bit dubious about the hire of Freddie Kitchens. Wanted to see him do well. Still hope he does well. He may still do well. But my only question was, did Cleveland have a great enough sample size of what he was to make him the head coach? Now, he may grow into this spectacularly, and I hope he does. But being a head coach is obviously quite different from being an assistant in terms of all you've got to do on game day.
Amy, really appreciate the conversation this morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.